On behalf of the faculty and staff of Eastern Mennonite University, I welcome all of you to this celebration. To the class of 2013, this is your day. Congratulations. Congratulations for all the hard work you completed to reach this very significant milestone. On behalf of the entire faculty and staff of EMU, we extend a special welcome to family and friends of this class. We welcome you to join in celebrating the educational achievements of these graduates of Eastern Mennonite University. Our graduates know full well that your support has been an integral part of their college success, culminating in this celebration of their accomplishments. In this commencement exercise, we send you forth as 2013 graduates to new communities and to new opportunities, and we pray that you will continue to experience Christ and follow His call to witness faithfully, serve compassionately, and walk boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace. We know well this mission is frequently not popular, that we have not provided you with perfect answers for the journey, but we pray that in our time together we have also learned some things that will make us a better university and you a better follower of the God who created us all and who seeks to be in communion with all His creation. Andrew Dula of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and chair of the EMU Board of Trustees will lead in our opening prayer of invocation. Following the invocation, a student string ensemble with Chloe Raber, Heather Thiessen, and Christopher Yoder will perform My Life Flows On. Please stand, if you can, for the invocation.
I invite you to join me in prayer. God of wisdom and power, love and sacrifice, we take this time at the start of our graduation to ask for your blessing and guidance as we pause at this crossing place. We remember with honest gratitude that those graduating today did not get here by accident. This has been a long journey that started before anyone arrived at Eastern Mennonite University. We take time to remember all those who have encouraged, taught, nurtured, prayed, and paid that we could be at this crossing place today. We give thanks for families. We give thanks for teachers, mentors, and professors. We give thanks for faithful friends. At this crossing place, we look back over the years of study at EMU, the papers, exams, classes, deadlines, relationships, road trips, games, sleepless nights, laughter, and sadness, and we give thanks. At this crossing place, we look ahead with anticipation and with anxiety, to a future which is sometimes uncertain and always unknown. And God, we pray that you would bless and guide all of those graduating today. We don't ask today that you would prosper their plans and schemes, but rather we pray that your Spirit will guide those graduating today to walk gently in your path of love, seeking justice, making peace, cherishing the earth and one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
The graduates' perspectives today will be given by undergraduate students Hannah Schrock and Ryan Eshelman. Erica Kovosevich will speak on behalf of the Adult Degree Completion Program, representing the RN to BSN Nursing Program in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And Sylvia Hooley Meyer will speak on behalf of graduate programs, representing the Master of Education Program. Would you please come in that order?
Mother Teresa said, "I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples." Being in this audience today means that you have witnessed or somehow participated in the last 4 years of our stone throwing, tide turning, and sometimes drowning EMU experience. And for that, we're all extremely thankful. Thank you for the stones you have cast and the ripples you have inspired us with. Sitting at the senior banquet Thursday night, I realized what an impossibly daunting task it is to represent the invaluable and multifaceted EMU class of 2013. We heard differing perspectives about the amazing growth and influences of relationships from our time here together at EMU. Each of us has made our own contributions, but more importantly, we have collaborated to bring vibrancy, energy, and provide each other with a reason to get out of bed in the morning. In my best attempt to represent our class, I have borrowed quotes from many of your Facebook statuses over the last 4 years in order to create a composite commencement speech, a speech that tells our stories through your words and your advice. Don't worry, I haven't spent the last 4 years at an academic institution with high integrity in order to plagiarize my final speech here. But I want you all to know how much our time together has impacted me personally. From here on out, these are your words, our collective experience. And when it rains on your parade, look up rather than down. Without the rain, there would be no rainbow. In remembrance of the last 4 years spent studying, some more than others, headphones are a dangerous thing. I just caught myself dancing in the library again. 38 pieces of liver, 19 spleens, 38 kidneys removed from 19 mice in 3 hours. I think I'm officially a mouse surgeon. My favorite new procrastinating technique? Watching 80s music videos. I just finished my last math test of my college career, and I crushed it. I'm celebrating by running my calculator over with my car. Dear God, give us the intellectual and imaginative capacity to be persuaded that new ideas might be true. And as we prepare to leave this place, remember, we live in a world of disposable things, but you are not one of them. You are irreplaceable. You are one of a kind, and there will never be another one like you. You are kind. You are smart. You are important. It's never too late to turn it back around. Remember, we find strength in the things that push us the most. You only live once, but if you work it right, once is enough. May today there be peace within. May you trust God that you are exactly where you're meant to be. And never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. Thank you.
Welcome, EMU administration, faculty, staff, family, friends, special guests, and especially you, class of 2013. I am so very happy to be sharing this day with you. The phrase, "made all the difference," has always intrigued me. It appears in Robert Frost, when the narrator of his poem took the road less traveled, which made all the difference. It is said of athletes who come off the bench and provide a spark that inspires their team to a win. It is used to describe inspirational activists, imaginative inventors, and strong leaders. But what does this made all the difference mean? What is this positive difference that has to be made? I like to think of this difference as the gap between the bad possibilities and the good possibilities of any given situation. When a moment makes all the difference, it ensures that the good possibility is the one that prevails, the one that becomes reality. Graduates are always encouraged to make a difference. I think this is good advice, but I will leave it up to someone older and wiser than me to give it to you. Instead, I'd like us to think about the things that have made all the difference to us over the past 4 years. Here are just a few simple examples from my time at EMU. The first person in my creative fiction writing class to voluntarily read aloud her first writing assignment, inspiring me to be vulnerable and share my own. Swinging my little Tibetan host sister around by the arms on my cross-cultural in India, reminding me how important interactions with children are. Being invited to breakfast and encouraged by a professor after a disappointing rejection letter had found its way into my email inbox. And coming back to my Parkwoods apartment after a long, difficult day and finding the letters on the refrigerator rearranged to say, "I love this place." Not only did these four moments make all the difference right when they happened, but they, along with many moments I did not mention, are still making all the difference. I'm sure you have plenty of unique moments in mind that would fit very well on a list like this, and I hope you're thinking of them now. Our lives are full of instances that make all the difference. I encourage you not to forget these small but significant moments. I encourage you to continue to notice these little things, the things that can easily go unnoticed. I encourage you to look for them even. Also, I hope you leave, as I do, feeling that EMU has been a small but very significant difference-making moment for each of you. Small because 4 years is a tiny speck in the grand scheme of things, but significant because of the questions, experiences, and friendships we have grown into and will take with us. While you are all out making a difference, keep close in mind those things that have made or are making all the difference to you. And remember EMU fondly as being one of them. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome, President Schwarzenduber. Honored guests, distinguished faculty and staff, friends, family, and most importantly, you graduates. Let me start by saying I'm very honored to speak with you today on this very special day, our graduation day, an ending and a new beginning. When I was contemplating what to speak about, two things came to mind: the importance of being a lifelong learner and striving to make a difference in the lives of others. Both of these topics have one thing in common, and that is education. Education challenges us to be lifelong learners, and continued education should be used for the greater good of humankind, making a difference in the lives of others, no matter how big or small. As someone who has traveled or walked an unusual career path, both lifelong learning and using that education to make a difference has been a guiding principle for my life. After college, my first time around, I was hired as a vice president of a human resource firm for a mid-sized corporation. In this position, I had a great deal of respect. I had many perks, including automobile, gas credit cards, expensive trips, and bonuses. I worked for that corporation for 10 years and was treated very well. However, I never belonged there. I never felt that was my purpose in life. I didn't realize it then, but looking back, there was a much bigger plan for me. Following the birth of our son, I resigned my position to become a stay-at-home mom. I felt I had a higher position than being a vice president in a company. As a new stay-at-home mom, Kevin and I began to volunteer more at our church. My son and I visited shut-ins in the area nursing homes, and soon after, 5 years later, our daughter Kate was born, and she continued to visit with us. There, we made differences in people's lives. Once, while visiting an area resident in a nursing home and delivering Christmas gifts to the residents, we were standing at the door buttoning our coats when my 8-year-old son said to me, "Mom, they really needed Christmas gifts." All along, I thought I was making a difference in others' lives. However, I had touched my own as well as my children's. Kevin's now a senior in college, and he continues to make a difference as he provides volunteer time to childcare for foster children. Kate, a junior in high school, has tutored English as a second language to elementary school kids. and she's also a volunteer mentor of freshmen. As for myself, I wanted to continue to make a difference in lives when I decided to become a registered nurse 8 years ago. I received an associate degree in nursing and now have completed my bachelor's degree. I'm now a nurse manager on a busy medical surgical telemetry floor where I can make a difference each and every day in the lives of patients and their families. Therefore, education has challenged me to be a lifelong learner, and my continued education has been used for the greater good of humankind, making a difference in the lives of others. There are numerous ways we can all make differences, both big and small. As we know, Oprah started a Girls Leadership Academy in South Africa, and that was wonderful. But equally as compelling is the recent story of several young girls who took their allowances, stayed up all night, baked cookies, and delivered those cookies to the first responders in Boston as a way of thanking them for their service. Oprah and these girls have one thing in common. They've made a difference. Regardless of your field of study, I'm confident each one of you will use your education as a foundation to go forth today, determined to make a difference. No one knows the opportunities their individual lives may create, but I've learned, and I do guarantee, you will have opportunities to change the world for better, to make a difference. Thank you.
Good afternoon, EMU community and guests. It's an honor for me to represent EMU graduate students today. Graduates, we have sat long hours together inside on sunny Saturdays. We have come on Friday evenings exhausted from a work week. We have apologized to friends, children, and spouses for neglecting them at times. And we have completed final projects so difficult that one of my classmates told me it was harder than childbirth. So, why have we done all of this? We all have slightly different answers to this question, but my perception is that EMU graduate students choose to study here because they care deeply about making the world a better place through their work. We are eager to apply our knowledge in different contexts and in meaningful ways. Over the past 4 years, as I have been working as a teacher and taking classes at EMU, my experiences and discussions have taught me two seemingly opposite lessons. First, that I am small and in need of a lot of help and support, and I'm incapable of saving even part of the world on my own. And second, that living and working faithfully, even within a broken system, does matter in the kingdom of God in ways we can't recognize. One day at the after-school program where I was working, I was feeling discouraged because of the physical pain I was experiencing and because of the profound need among the children I work with, who have so many negative influences in their lives. It was in this moment of emotional vulnerability that I heard a student say, "Aw, he said the C word." Now, normally I handle these situations by taking the child aside and helping him understand appropriate and inappropriate language. But I was annoyed at the tattling, and I couldn't even think of a C word that could be bad. "What C word?" I said. "He said kill. Ms. Meyer, you don't like that word, kill." So I had never explicitly taught my students that kill is a bad word, and obviously they don't even know how to spell it. But I realized in that moment that they had been affected by my intolerance of them pretending to gun each other down. They had listened when I told them it makes me sad when they mimic the violence and language from their movies and video games. All of us graduates, because of our education and the roles we will step into, will be leaders in some way. As counselors, peace builders, business leaders, and educators, we will need to remember that it's okay to feel small, and that we will need support and encouragement from others. But we must also have faith that God is working through us, even when we find ourselves overwhelmed by the brokenness around us or the limitations of the systems in which we work. I believe there is a great beauty and freedom that comes when we are willing to live in the tension between our smallness and the profound value of our lives as children of God, striving to be faithful. Congratulations, EMU class of 2013. And may God bless you with this beauty and freedom as we move on from this place.
Thanks to each of you for sharing those perspectives. It's my honor to introduce our speaker today, Mark Shriver. You can read a more complete introduction of Mr. Shriver in the program booklet. Mark is a leader in social justice and the son of parents who devoted themselves to public service work. Mark is Senior Vice President for Strategic Initiatives and Senior Advisor to the Chief Executive Officer of Save the Children U.S. Programs, which works to ensure a fair start for all children in the U.S. From 1995 to 2003, Shriver served as a two-term member of the Maryland House of Delegates. He started the CHOICE program, serving delinquent and at-risk youth, and served on the coalition to create the National Commission on Children and Disasters following Hurricane Katrina. Recently, Shriver wrote, "A Good Man, Rediscovering My Father, Sergeant Shriver," a book published in June 2012. It's a tribute to the widespread influence and salutary work of his father, who was affected by Alzheimer's for 10 years before his death at age 95. And I was personally moved by reading that book as a gift to me for Father's Day a year ago. And I'd have to say, Mark, I would be very, very proud if any of my children wrote a book about me like you wrote, but I realized that you had an unfair advantage. You have a whole lot more material than my kids have. In the book, Shriver focused on the three guiding principles of his father's life: faith, hope, and love, and how these were lived out in his marriage of 54 years, his parenting of five children who adored him, and his wide-ranging service work. Sergeant Shriver was a devout Roman Catholic who attended Mass on a daily basis. Shriver's mother, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, is the sister of former President John F. Kennedy and the late Senators Edward Kennedy and Robert Kennedy. She started Camp Shriver in 1962, which became the Special Olympics in 1968. Shriver's father served as George McGovern's vice presidential candidate in the 1972 presidential election. Sergeant was the United States ambassador to France and helped create the Peace Corps. He was also known as the architect of President Lyndon B. Johnson's War on Poverty. Mark is the fourth of five children. His siblings include Robert Sergeant Shriver III, an attorney and former mayor of Santa Monica, California; Maria Shriver, an author, journalist, and former First Lady of California; Timothy Shriver, an educator and chair of the Special Olympics; and Anthony Shriver, an activist and founder of Best Buddies International, a nonprofit organization. And it is unusual, perhaps, that I would introduce a speaker by giving you the backgrounds of his siblings. But by that description, you can tell that their parents' influence on them deeply influenced the public service lives of each of their children. Shriver is married to Jeannie Rip Shriver. They were married in 1987. Their three children volunteer for the Special Olympics and Best Buddies International. And this is a quote from Mark: "We are trying to do what our parents did, expose our children to injustices and show them they can make a difference in people's lives." Please join me in welcoming Mark Shriver as he speaks to us on the theme, Faith, Hope, and Love in Action.
Thank you very much, President Schwarzenegger, for that very kind introduction. Good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. They turned the lights out. I assume everybody's not taking a nap here. This is a big celebration. So good afternoon, Mr. Dula, members of the Board of Trustees, faculty, staff, parents, families, and graduates. I really am so honored to be here in Harrisonburg to celebrate the commencement of Eastern Mennonite University class of 2013. To the graduates, I extend my congratulations on a job well done. To your family and friends, I say thank you. Your unwavering love, support, and sacrifice has made today possible. So graduates, I'm going to ask you to stand up, turn around, and join me in applauding your family and friends to say thank you. So let's give it to them a round of applause. I know nobody in the crowd can see the students down here, but they look happy. So it's good news. I thought Hannah and Ryan, Erica and Sylvia did a wonderful job speaking, from lifelong learning to volunteer service, quotes from Mother Teresa and Margaret Mead to that quote on the refrigerator of "I love this place." I have to say I've never heard the line about an exam being harder than childbirth, but that was a good one. And I took away the fact that all four of you love this place and care so deeply about Eastern Mennonite University. So thank you, Hannah and Ryan, Erica and Sylvia, for sharing those thoughts. You know, I come from, as the president said, a big, large Irish Catholic family that is as competitive, honestly, as it is large. And, you know, when you get an honor like this to come speak to a great university, at least for me, the first thing that I did after I hung up the phone when the president called and asked me to take to speak with you all was I decided I wanted to call my siblings and rub it in a little bit. So I called up my oldest brother, Bobby, and I said, "Bobby, you can't believe it. President Schwarzendruber has called me up and asked me to give the commencement speech at Eastern Mennonite University." And Bobby immediately interrupted me and said, "Are you kidding me? President Schwarzendruber called me last week and asked me to give the speech." And I said, "What are you talking about, man?" And he goes, "You know, I've worked with Bono. You know, Bono, Bob, Mark, he's the lead singer of U2. I said, "Yeah, I know who Bono is. You know, to eradicate malaria and end AIDS in Africa, we created Product Red. I can't do it. I have to be in Africa with Bono. Tell everyone I said hi." So I hung up on Bobby. So I was a little discouraged with that phone call, so I decided to call Timothy. And as the president mentioned, Timmy runs Special Olympics. I said, "Timmy, you can't believe it. I've been asked to go to Eastern Mennonite University. I want to ask to give the commencement speech." And he goes, "Are you kidding me? President Schwarzendruber called me and asked me to give the speech." So I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, you know, I run Special Olympics. We had our International World Games in Shanghai with President Hu. We had 95,000 spectators over there. Eastern Mennonite University does all this cross-cultural work. He thinks I'm a big shot, bigger than you." So I hung up on Timmy. So then I called my sister Maria. I said, "Maria, listen, I think, you know, Timmy and Bobby are lying. You know, I've been asked to go to Eastern Mennonite. What do you think? Do you think they're lying?" There's a pause, and Maria whispers, "There's a message here for me to call President Schwarzendruber." So I guess I'm number four. So thank you very much for the kind invitation to be here with all of you today. I know I'm at a Christian school, so I just lied. So... I made all that up, but I thought, I mean, my siblings have done what I said they did, but I made up that story. And if he had called, if the president had called, I'm sure they would have been honored to be here with all of you. So I talked to my kids yesterday. As the president mentioned, I have three of them. And I said, "What do you think I should talk about? I'm going to Eastern Mennonite." Molly says, "Listen, you talk too much. Just be quiet and don't embarrass the family." 13-year-old Tommy looked at me and said, "You want to go play ping pong?" And Emma, our 8-year-old, said, "Let's go have a tea party." So I didn't get a lot of great advice from my kids other than to keep this short. I lived in college. I went to Holy Cross College, and I lived with 9 guys my senior year, and I called the oldest and best friend in that, and he said, "I hate to tell you, but you are nothing more than a 15-minute interruption in their celebration. Those royals are going to be ready to celebrate. Cut your speech to 10 minutes, and they'll love you." So I'm going to cut this to 10 minutes, I promise. I heard somebody cheer, so thank you very much for that. Listen, I know that your past graduation speakers have come from the worlds of academia, philanthropy, arts, and science. And I am not a noted scholar and filmmaker like Abigail Disney or a prominent scientist like Dr. Joseph Martin. I've not written multiple bestsellers like Michael Berenstain. In fact, the only book I've written, as the president mentioned, is about my dad, a guy who died 2.5 years ago, who struggled for 10 years with Alzheimer's, who lost the 2 elections that he entered, hasn't been on a ballot in over 35 years, and a guy who really isn't that well known anymore, especially to people under the age of 45. So I called, you know, President Schwarzenegger and said to him, Lauren, this is a big talk. And before I could say anything else, he said, I've read your book. You've got plenty to say. Don't worry about it. And then he hung up on me. And that was the end of the conversation. It was very short. But I know that I'm not here because I went to Holy Cross College and received a master's degree from Harvard University. It's not because I served in the Maryland legislature for 8 years or worked successfully in the private sector. It's not even because I don't think that I've worked on behalf of and with poor children and their families for over 20 years. No, I'm here, I think, because of the virtues and values that I've learned from my family. I wrote this book on my dad because when he died, the press said that he was a so-called great man for having created the Peace Corps and having created the War on Poverty, programs like Head Start, Legal Services for the Poor, Job Corps, VISTA, Foster Grandparents, Community Health Centers. But what really struck me were not the comments of President Clinton when he eulogized him, or Vice President Biden, or Bono. That one slipped. Biden spoke, Bono sang. And neither of them impressed me as much as the comments of the two waitresses from my dad's favorite restaurant who waited in line at the wake and said to me almost simultaneously, "Your father was a good man. We served him lunch for over 25 years." And they turned around and walked out of the church. The guy from the U.S. Air counter at National Airport who told me that some of the best moments in his career was walking my dad through security, even though my dad was suffering from Alzheimer's. The guy who picks up trash in our neighborhood literally parked his truck a couple of days after my dad died, got out of it, wiped his hands on his jacket, and said, "Your father was a good man." And he shook my hand and got back in the truck. So I wanted to figure out what that meant, what it meant to be good, and why that was different than being so-called great. Because it meant more to me, those comments from them, than, as I said, the so-called hailing of him as a great man. So I dug into the letters and the speeches that he wrote. He wrote me almost every day when I was in high school and college, and after graduating, right up until Alzheimer's robbed him of the ability to write. And those letters and those speeches, I distilled down the three virtues, I think, that defined his life. And as the president said, they were his deep and profound faith in God. And it was a faith that demanded acts of hope and acts of love on a daily basis. And he did it with such joy. And as a man of 49 years of age, trying to figure out how to balance raising children and dealing with aging parents, trying to have a relationship with God, having a relationship with friends and make a commitment in our community and jobs, I wanted to figure out how he did it. And it was, I think, ultimately the bedrock of it all was his faith. It was a faith that sustained him through the Depression when his family lost what money they had and he had to work himself through high school, college, and law school. It was a faith that sustained him through World War II and bloody battles and the Battle of Guadalcanal and Santa Cruz. And it was a faith that propelled him to try to integrate the Catholic schools and hospitals in Chicago in the 50s, working alongside Martin Luther King. And I know that Eastern Mennonite University has such a commitment to peace. And I know that that faith demanded acts of hope. And that ultimately is, I think, what the Peace Corps is, the creation of an effort to try to make real peace amongst people, not the kind of peace that politicians talk about, but real peace on a human-to-human contact. And you see other acts of hope, the creation, as I mentioned earlier, of Head Start and Legal Services for the Poor, Job Corps. My dad was so proud that those efforts weren't just the work of a Democrat. They were bipartisan. And I think his faith called upon him to reach across the aisle and work with people of all religious backgrounds and all political persuasions. He was so proud that Governor Romney's father, Governor Romney of Michigan, was the honorary chair of VISTA. Mrs. Reagan was the honorary chair of Foster Grandparents, and Vice President Bush and later President Bush were so involved in the creation and not the creation, but the spreading of Special Olympics around the world. And then finally, you see the commitment to love, his 56-year marriage to my mom. And I'll tell you just one quick story. My father The way he dealt with his kids, I think, was really critically important to me as a son trying to figure out how to be a good father. My brother Bobby got arrested in 1970 for smoking pot. And I'm not letting in any big family secret here. He got busted and it was on the front page of every paper in the country. My Uncle Bobby had died a few months earlier. My Uncle Jack had died 6 years earlier. My father was thinking of running for governor of Maryland, and my Uncle Teddy was maybe going to run for president or vice president. No one really knew. But when he got arrested, when Bobby got arrested, it was on the front page of every paper. And he had long hair. He loved the Rolling Stones. And he said his hair got cut immediately. And then my father came in. He was in California. And he was told to go down to Dad's room. And he said it was a really long walk down that hallway. And he said, Dad said, close the door, sit on the bed. He goes, look, I love you. Don't worry about this. You have to take responsibility for it, but you're a good kid. I love you, and it's all going to be fine. And boom, that was it. And you know, as a guy who was in elected office for 8 years, if I were thinking of running for governor of Maryland, I don't know if I would have handled it if our 15-year-old daughter had gotten busted for smoking pot like my father did. But I think what he realized was that the most important thing was to show your kids unconditional love. And that at that crucial moment in that child's life where he could go one way or the other, that a father who cared less about his career and more about his child's well-being was what was important. My dad had Alzheimer's, and you know, I had the blessing of working with him and being able to take care of him legally, his legal issues and his medical issues. And about 4 years before he died, we were stopped at a light about a mile from our house, and he was, I thought, clear at that point. And I said to him, I don't know why I said it, but I said, Dad, you're losing your mind. How does it make you feel? And without missing a beat, he said to me, I'm doing the best I can with what God has given me. And I realized as I was writing this book that he was doing the best he could with what God had given him in happy times, like the creation of the Peace Corps, having children, spreading Special Olympics around the world. But he was doing the best he could in sad times, like during the Depression or World War II, or even struggling with Alzheimer's. Doing the best I can with what God has given me is such a great line, I thought. So what do these stories have to do with Eastern Mennonite University, with you graduates here, with your family and friends gathered? I think my dad would have loved today. He really would have. He would have loved the joy that permeates this day and this wonderful university. He would have especially loved that each of you, as traditional undergraduates, has completed at least 9 semester hours of cross-cultural work. You've demonstrated a commitment to peace building, to global awareness, and an understanding of the interdependence of cultures and nations. These commitments to cross-cultural learning and understanding, that commitment to real peace, reminds me of a story that Dad told in 1967 in a speech in which he talked about going to Malaysia and being afraid to go in to a ward where 2 Peace Corps nurses worked. And then one of them said, Mr. Shriver, you've got to come see my ward. It's a leper ward. And Dad wrote, I didn't want to go see her ward, but how could I say no if that girl was in there? So I went, and I'll never forget when I grabbed that first hand and shook it. I was scared. I shouldn't have been, but I was. That girl worked there to bring peace on earth. Not the abstract kind of peace that politicians talk about, but the peace that men feel in their bones when they are loved or fed or clothed or housed. Such a commitment to real peace and understanding must have undoubtedly provided each of you with the opportunity to reflect on your own faith. My dad would have loved that you had challenged yourself so. And he'd be thrilled to see the words of the prophet Micah infused throughout this university. I remember reading a tapestry at Holy Cross College on the first Sunday of my freshman year. This is what Yahweh asks of you, only this, to act justly, to love tenderly, to walk humbly with your God. I particularly love that word only, as if the words that follow are not that difficult to live to. My father loved those words and the challenges as well. So again, what are these stories? What does my dad have to do with all of you here today? My dad never worried about being so-called great, about the money, the fame, the adulation, the concern with legacy. He really believed that being good was more important than being what our culture often calls great. Indeed, being good when no one is looking, being good when the cameras are off and the lights are off, being good to presidents and cardinals was as important as being good to the waitresses or the garbage collectors. Goodness for him was more important than greatness. Hannah quoted Mother Teresa, and I'm going to quote her as well, when she said she was nothing more than a pencil in God's hand. Mother Teresa wasn't in charge. She wasn't trying to make millions of dollars, own multiple houses, be on television, be a celebrity, be so-called great. No, she chose to be led, and she was led down a path focused on the small acts of tending to the sick, the maimed, and the dying. How un-American, if you will. She didn't want to be in control with money and fame as the goal. She accepted the invitation to let go, to be nothing more than a pencil in God's hand. I initially accepted the invitation to be with you all today because it's such an honor, and it felt good for my ego. I was being recognized, I thought, for all of my great achievements. Should I talk about my work as a member of the Maryland legislature, or what lessons I gleaned from my successful private sector experience? Maybe I should talk about writing a best-selling book or the experience of a national book tour. Surely, this was my chance to speak about my thoughts and to share my pearls of wisdom. But when I started to write this speech, I struggled. Those very thoughts conflicted with what Eastern Mennonite stands for and has taught each of you. Indeed, by extending the invitation, Eastern Mennonite University was teaching me that what I'm trying to do in my life, to serve poor kids and their families, to perform acts of hope and love, is what matters, not my own ego, not my own quest for so-called greatness. By asking me to stand in front of all of you, a guy who is not a high-powered political potentate or a high-ranking legal scholar, who's not a famous best-selling author, by inviting me to speak, someone who is striving to be a pencil in God's hand, Eastern Mennonite has taught me, and I hope all of you, that what is truly important in life is to accept Jesus' invitation to love and to serve each other, to commit to daily acts of hope and love, maybe even be a good woman or a good man. Good luck in your pursuit of goodness. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Those were remarkable words, well chosen, well spoken, well received. Thank you so much, and we wish you God's best in your continuing work on behalf of children, to alleviate poverty, to make the world a better place to live. And I'm glad that I called you first. Each year, we invite one of the directors of one of the master's degree programs to assist in our conferring of the degrees and in the hooding, as it is done with those receiving master's degrees. And this year, Dr. James Lehman, Associate Professor of Business and Economics and Director of the Master of Business Administration program, will assist with the hooding. And now I invite Dr. David Glanzer, Dean of the Graduate Programs, for the conferring of degrees.
President Schwarzendruber, faculty, Board of Trustee representatives, parents, family, friends, I am honored to present the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, the Master of Business Administration, and the Master of Science in Nursing, graduating classes of 2013, on this occasion of the 95th annual commencement of Eastern Mennonite University. we recognize the following persons: those who have completed requirements for the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, Master of Business Administration, and Master of Science in Nursing degree, April 2013. Those who will complete requirements for the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, and Master of Business Administration, and Master of Science in Nursing degree, summer or December 2013. Will the master's degree candidates please stand for the conferring of degrees? President Schwarzendruber, on behalf of the Eastern Mennonite University faculty, I present these candidates for their degrees.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty of Eastern Mennonite University, and upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, the Mennonite Education Agency, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, I confer upon each of you as presented the degrees of Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, Master of Arts in Counseling, Master of Arts in Education, Master of Business Administration, and Master of Science in Nursing, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you. With this degree, we further urge you to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. You may move your tassels from right to left. And you may be seated.
I am honored to present the students who have completed the requirements for the Graduate Certificate in Conflict Transformation and the Graduate Certificate in Nonprofit Leadership and Social Entrepreneurship. Will Graduate Certificate candidates please stand?
On behalf of Eastern Mennonite University, I wish to recognize you as presented for the intensive study and achievement in completing the requirements of the course prescribed, and therefore award you the Graduate Certificate in Conflict Transformation and the Graduate Certificate in Nonprofit Leadership and Social Entrepreneurship. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you, and with this certificate, we further urge you to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. You may be seated.
President Schwarzendruber, faculty, Board of Trustee representatives, parents, family, friends, I am honored to present the graduating class of 2013 on this occasion of the 95th annual commencement of Eastern Mennonite University. We recognize the following: all who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree December 2012, all who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, December 2012. All who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, April 2013. All who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, April 2013. Those who will complete requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, summer or December 2013. Those who will complete requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, summer or December 2013. Those who will complete requirements for the Certificate in Pastoral Ministry, summer 2013. Will the undergraduate class of 2013 please stand for the conferring of degrees? President Schwarzentruber, on behalf of the Eastern Mennonite University faculty, I present these candidates for their respective degrees.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty of Eastern Mennonite University and on the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, the Mennonite Education Agency, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, I confer upon each of you as presented the degrees of Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Science, and Certificate in Pastoral Ministry, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you. With this degree, we further urge you to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. You may move your tassels from right to left. You may be seated. We recognize that many of you have come to honor a particular graduate today, and it's understandable that you may be eager to show a little enthusiasm as they receive their diploma. However, there are more than 400 graduates to be honored, and we would like for each of them to receive the recognition they deserve. And that will be most possible if your enthusiasm is moderate enough so that each graduate's name can be heard when announced. And that will be a very short period of time. In fact, I would suggest really no applause until the entire group has come through. That will make it sure that each graduate's name will be heard by all of us. We also realize that some of you will want to take photos of your graduate. Please take them quickly and then step back for others to have their place. And finally, we would invite you to hold additional greetings until after the service when there will be plenty of time to greet each other. I will make an announcement prior to the recessional based on the weather outside as to whether we will recess to the lobby area of this building or whether we will be able to go outside. Thank you all very much for being respectful to each other.
Now, will the graduates prepare to come forward to receive your diplomas as I read your name? We will begin with the Master of Arts. Please hold your applause until the end. Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, Erica Dawn Bowman. Jennifer Catherine Bricker. Thomas D. Garnett, Jr. Dennis M. Gingrich. Amanda Catherine Gross. Timothy L. Hartman. Akiko Ishihara. Joanne Louderjung Kelly. Kyan Kim. Young A. Kim. Joseph Luciani. J. E. McNeil. Jonathan McRae. Wore Njia. Jean-Claude Nkundwa. Katia Cecilia Ornelas Nunez. Samuel M. Petersheim. Michelle Van Rassel. Maji Mungsan. Sigal Shohem. Norio Suzuki. Elmer Vergara Malibiran. Master of Arts in Counseling. Megan Marie Bierbauer. Catherine Housden Corder. Sarita Kimberly Fontana. Lisa Ann Iannatelli. Kimberly Campbell Jackson. Caleb Reese Johnson. LaDawn P. Nicely. Jason Paul Lichty. Brian Jacob Martin. Christopher David Robinson. Nicole A. Stroop. Jamie Ray Wyatt. Master of Arts in Education. Marwa Ibrahim Alamari. Jennifer Nicole Bartley. Katie Batiste. Carol Lynn Bauer. Victor Cheney II. Tammy Falk Colors. Laurel Elaine Kriegel. Alice D. Lover. Dwight Eric Martin. Sylvia Hooley Meyer. Luda Amit Tundal. Karen Elizabeth Zutel. Master of Business Administration. Marcia J. Engel. Deborah Glick King. Richard J. Myers. Graduate Certificate in Nonprofit Leadership and Social Entrepreneurship, Nicolau Kapita Lelo Nwimbi. Sigal Shohim. Master of Science in Nursing, Sharon Gail Kaufman. Lois Ann Walters. Please join me in congratulating these recipients of the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, and so on.
Now, the undergraduate students, prepare to come forward to receive your diplomas as I read your names. December graduates, Hannah M. Wanger Richter, magna cum laude. Christopher M. Stauffer, cum laude. Bachelor of Science, Cheryl Lynn Anderson, cum laude. Mamta Batarai. Crystal Lee Karakov. Amber Warren Davis, summa cum laude. Kristen Avery Eaton, cum laude. Danielle R. Flaherty. Linda G. Freeman. Melissa Jean Griffin, magna cum laude. Michelle Ann Harper, cum laude. Kimberly Diane Hefner, cum laude. Erica J. Kovacevic. Glenna Lee Quick, cum laude. Benjamin Philip Roth, magna cum laude honors program. Elizabeth D. Villa. April graduates as Bachelor of Arts, Nels Michael Carl Okerson, cum laude, Cords of Distinction. Erica Lee Babico, summa cum laude, honors program. Corbin Levi Bushart. Rachel Dawn Breeden. Eleanor Elizabeth Cook, summa cum laude. Rashida Chantel Cruz. Janelle Marie Dean. Allison Noelle Eanes, summa cum laude. Rebecca Janelle Entz, summa cum laude honors program. Ryan D. Eshleman, magna cum laude honors program, cords of distinction. Jonathan Douglas Fretz. Lacey Lene Gauchi, magna cum laude. Chelsea Michelle Gordon. Rebecca E. Graham, summa cum laude. Glenn Daniel Hailu. Emily Rebecca Harnish, magna cum laude honors program. Anna Catherine Hershey, cum laude. Audrey Christine Hoover. Rachel Joy Kelly. Peter Nicholas Labosh. Crystal Joy Lehman, cum laude. Lydia Esther Machado Lemus. Amanda Grace Keener Lewis, magna cum laude. Owen C. Longacre, cum laude. Jenna Corrine Longenecker, summa cum laude. Carla May Martin, summa cum laude. Philip Sean Martin, summa cum laude. Ruth Louise Yoder Most, summa cum laude, honors program. Alyssa R. McGinnis. Hannah Elizabeth Miller. Rebecca A. Nagy, magna cum laude. Joel H. Knofziger, summa cum laude, honors program. Ben D. Nice. Laura A. Nyman, summa cum laude. Sagar Pradeep Pandit. Leah Ann Panapaker, cum laude. Stephanie Joy Reinheimer, cum laude. Kirsten Rebecca Rosetto. Courtney Dawn Ryan. Adriana Jasmine Santiago. Taylor Ashley Sayre. Julia Nicole Schmidt, summa cum laude, honors program, cords of distinction. Hannah Elaine Schrock, cords of distinction. Kelly Renee Schroeder, summa cum laude, cords of distinction. Courtney K. Shiflett. Aaron Martin Sloan, cum laude. Margaret Elaine Smeltzer, summa cum laude, honors program. Dylan Wade Smith. James David Whitmer Souder, summa cum laude, honors program, cords of distinction. Aaron David Spiker. Akira Elizabeth Stenson, summa cum laude. Chandel Monique Taylor. Cody James Troyer. Erica Dawn Wagner, magna cum laude. Blair Marcellus Walker. Taylor Jacob Weidman. Corinne Joelle Wanger, cum laude. Nigel Jonathan Wright. Alicia Zimmerman. And the Bachelor of Science, Toyosi D. Agunloye Afisi, Leo Degario Alonso. Jessica May Babington. Jonathan James Berry. Lucas Philip Blosser. Brittany Lauren Borman, cum laude. Molly Elizabeth Bays, magna cum laude. Allison Joy Bontrager, cum laude, honors program. Jean M. M. Bowles. Stephen D. Burkholder. Cutter Anderson Chisnell. Hannah R. Klemmer, summa cum laude. Christopher Matthew Coleman, cum laude. Allison Pauline Colazzo. Karina Contreras. Alicia Dawn Cook. Madeline Wren Cooper, magna cum laude. Gregory Scott Doss II. Catherine Kelsey Ennis, magna cum laude. William Michael Evans. Paul Michael Ferguson. Michelle L. Falkenroth. Tessa Lee Gerbrick, summa cum laude. Darian A. Harnish, summa cum laude, honors program, cords of distinction. Rachel Lee Hershey, summa cum laude. Joseph Daniel Holler. David Zimmerly Yancey, cum laude. Cameron Lee Johnson. Joshua Scott Kanegi, summa cum laude, cords of distinction. Maya Kartseva, summa cum laude. Jacob N. Kaufman, cum laude. Jana Faith Kaufman. Elias Daniel Kerr, summa cum laude, honors program. Gregory W. Knight. Jeffrey Scott Knox, Jr. Jenny Lynn Knox. Sarah Elizabeth Lamnick. Clyde R. Larimore. Jennifer Elise Lehman, summa cum laude. Jonathan A. Lehman, summa cum laude. Rachel Noel Lehman. Edward Allen Lindberg. Hannah Marie Long, cum laude. D. Ma. Tina A. Maddox. Ian Kim Swartley Mast. Katie S. Miller. Michelle Colleen Miller, magna cum laude. Donna Loreen Morgan. Priscilla A. Muteu. Diane Nicosia. Ryan C. Nolley. Aaron Sue Nussbaum, summa cum laude. Olivia Sue Nussbaum, magna cum laude. Suzanne Rochelle Opel, magna cum laude. Jessica Louise Orndorff. Sue S. Painter. Injun Park, cum laude. Laura Lee Perry, cum laude. Jenny Alacia Rexrode. Amber E. Rinker. Jennifer Lynn C. Jennifer Ludmila Baker Shank, cum laude. Austin Roy Showalter. Jenna Laura Rose Spori, cum laude. Aaron Leis Springer, cum laude, honors program. Erica Leanne Chafee Stoltzfus, summa cum laude. Eva Noelle Stutzman, summa cum laude, honors program. Taylor Elizabeth Swans. Andre L. Schwarzendruber, cum laude. Laura L. Tate. Lauren Ann Troyer, magna cum laude. Sherry Lynn Waddell. Anna Marjorie Weaver, summa cum laude. Brittany Lee Wanger. Adrian S. Wilson, cum laude. Andrew Reed Whitmer. and the summer and fall Bachelor of Arts graduates, Michael Donovan Allen, Cords of Distinction. Juliana Anderson. Bradley S. Billings, cum laude. David S. Bird. Abigail Grace Carr. Mitchell James Darrow. Christopher S. DeWald. Josimar Diaz Castro, Cords of Distinction. Rebecca Ann Dutcher. Nuvis Pluma Ferrer, cum laude. Kimberly Joyce Floyd. Lauren D. Gibson. Omer Gonzalez Lamas. Catherine Elizabeth Lown Gray, cum laude. Willie Banks Gray, Jr. Marissa Renee Green. Paula Alejandra Gutierrez. Devin Colbert Hall. Kelsey Andes Hanger. Jeremy Allen Jones. Philip James Jordan. Molly Caroline Crable, magna cum laude. Megan Lee Lutz. Joshua A. Mallory. Matthew Samaki Mbasu. Olga Mongeza. Scott Avery Myers. Amy Elizabeth Nicholson. Devron Wayne Pate. Morgan Elizabeth Porter. Travis Brandon Reeson, magna cum laude. Monica Joy Root. Courtney Brooke Sanderson. Michael Lee Sheeler. Amber Renee Shelley, cum laude. Felipe Daniel Shank Moreno. Joaquin C. Sosa. Raquel E. Stoltzfus. Conrad Martin Swartz, summa cum laude, honors program. Lawrence Melvin Thompson III. Sarah Elizabeth Toman. Jonathan Gage Trice. Megan Renee Viafora. Michael Edward Wade. Addison Blair Wilner, summa cum laude. And the Bachelor of Science graduates, Suzanne Barry Adams. Lee Ann Arbaugh. Laura Selman Bailey. Ruhama Zemedkin Baikada. Jennifer Nicole Blankenship, cum laude. Jessica Ray Blanks. Janet Yeager Branch, cum laude. Rebecca Elliott Caperton. Alejandro Cardoso, cum laude. Heather Hale Carter, magna cum laude. Lorraine Matthias Clotter. Elbia Gomez Kofi. Mary M. Davis. Stephen Eric Eisner. Dana S. Farrar. Barry W. Grant, Jr. John R. Grove. Crystal Dawn Harris. Pamela Marie Harris. Shelby L. Helmuth. Christopher Stephen Hewitt, cum laude. Heather D. Huffman. Jacqueline Wangari Kahutu. Hayab Girma Kidane. Brittany Nicole Kurtz. Kathy Elaine Lawhorn, magna cum laude. Talina Marie Lawson. Dreema A. Long. Robert Preston Mortimer. Kristen M. Myers. Daniel Lee Nafziger. Matthew Nice. Corey Beth Reed. Cherie Michael Rogers. Maud Hunter Shell. Melissa Dawn Stokes, summa cum laude. Kimberly Scholl Wetzel, cum laude. Alicia M. Wright. Please join me in applauding the graduates.
Commencement is a day of celebration and farewell, but it is not a final goodbye. We continue to think of each one of you as part of our community scattered around the globe. At commencement, we send you with joy to carry what you learned here to new places and people. To mark this ending, graduates, please stand as you are able and receive these words of commissioning. Graduates, today we send you, as God's Spirit calls, to serve and lead wherever your paths may take you in this wide world. Go as one of us, extending the mission of our university into a world crying out for peace and justice. Bear witness to faith, serve with compassion, and walk boldly in the way of love and peace. In our community of learning, you have acquired new knowledge, values, and skills. Use them to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Go receiving and sharing the good news of love, grace, healing, and hope with all you meet along the way. Our prayers go with you. May God bless each of you with courage, wisdom, and joy for the journey. You may be seated.
Shanna Peachy Bushart, parent of graduating senior Corbin Bushart, will offer the prayer of blessing. Shanna is Conference Minister for Spiritual Formation for Central Plains Mennonite Conference and a member of the EMU Board of Trustees. Please remain in your seats for the recessional. The recessional will be graduates following the platform party, and I'll ask faculty and staff to remain seated and not to participate in the recessional. And you should know that it currently is not raining, so you may find graduates outside the commons, out in this parking area behind me. That's where you can likely meet up with your graduate if you want to take photos and so on. If it happens to rain, you can gather up here in the lobby behind me, but at the moment it's not raining and not projected to rain. Our decision to come inside was still the right one. I hope. Shanna, would you please come and lead us in a prayer of blessing?
Class of 2013, receive this blessing. You are beloved. You are delightful. You are a blessing. Through EMU, God has been preparing you to carry a blessing into the world. As you live in the grace and peace of Christ, you become grace and peace to the world. The kingdom of God is within you. You are a blessing that God offers the world. Amen.